No one spoke for several seconds. My heart thudded. My labored breathing was the only sound.
Curious that you're returning the girl to her masters, yet she calls you to save her, and clings to you even now.
Kirwin, was it? I pulled away from Kirwin, but it was too late. He and Fabroni stared hard at one another. I looked anxiously back and forth between the two of them.
I don't think you're returning her anywhere. My guess is you were either sent to capture the girl and fell in love with her on the way, or you escaped with her at the beginning.
Fabroni volleyed his head side to side.
Which is it?
Before Kirwin could even attempt a lie, the blonde man's eyes narrowed.
She's not even a slave, is she? Caught in bed with another man's wife, were you? Thought you'd run away together? Maybe stole some tokens before you left?
Miraculously, he wasn't far off.
Yeah,
Kirwin breathed.
Something like that. Let us go and I'll give you more tokens. I have another pouch hidden in the false bottom of my bag.
Fabroni stroked his chin.
There are only two possibilities for running. The man you stole this girl from is either a friend and guilt made you leave, or he's more powerful than you, richer. Either way, I return her myself, and I bet he'll reward me with more tokens than you've got.
Fabroni narrowed his eyes, musing almost to himself.
But why is she unmarked? You don't know what you'll find in Spade City. You might get no reward at all. They might just as like take you a prisoner,
Kirwin countered.
Better to claim the prize you know than risk more for the one you don't.
The man volleyed his head again.
No, I don't know what I'll find because I don't know what's really going on here. I bet if I start torturing one of you, the other will start talking. Real fast.
The man stopped his head volley and flashed the hint of a grin.